Now, our researcher Michelle Brown has popped back into studio. You probably heard her taking photographs earlier of the moth Jesmond Harding had in with him. But it's not about moths this time, Michelle. It's about bees and a report you made for us some time ago. Tell us more.
Yes, two beekeepers in Kerry got in touch with the programme to tell us about their one-in-a-kind business, which they run from a converted bus.
A bus?
Yes, and the bus, there's an experience room and a shop all full of bee products.
Okay.
The beekeepers are Paul O'Neill and Anton Tovernitsky. He's from Ukraine. And what they have done is they have built near the bus a bee bed. Okay, so that's a little wooden hut with two beds, and under each bed there are four or five beehives.
Wow. Now, that's a lot of bees.
A lot of bees.
You can have 20, 30,000 bees in a hive. That's a lot of bees under the beds.
Under the beds.
Okay, do they sleep on them?
Yeah, so there's a mesh between sort of where the hives are, and then there's a board, and then you can put a mattress or you can just lie on it, the duvet. And so what they believe is that the vibrations from the hives and the heat and the sound and the smell, like there's amazing smell when you walk into the room from the propolis and the wax and everything that's coming from the beehives. So you lie on these beds and they believe that it has a beneficial health effect on the body.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So a few weeks after hearing from Paul and Anton, I went down to check. And just at the very top of the report there is a song from Keith Burke, That's Where the Bees Love to Go, which came into the programme at the same time.
Oh, lovely. Well, thank you, Keith, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's where the bees love to go. That's where the bees love to go. Roses, birds, daffodils in the garden on the hill. That's where the bees love to go.
Hello there.
Hi, Michelle. How are things?
Good, good.
Welcome to Valencia and welcome to Valencia Bee Beds.
Thanks very much.
My name is Paul O'Neill and this is Anton.
Tovernitsky.
Tovernitsky, yeah. You're right.
The rain is coming down. You can kind of see the skelligs out there in the distance. There's a shower passing them at the minute. So we're up here on the top of Valencia Island, looking over the Portmagee Channel and looking over to Carsevine, where you came from. Do you know over there? Lots of cows. Valencia is a big farming area.
Were we going to the bus?
Yeah.
It's a bit
yeah.
Wet?
It's a bit wet and cold.
Wow. There's a smell that hits you as soon as you come in. What's that?
That's a combination of all of our products. So you have wax, propolis, pollen, honey, all of these products that we make ourselves. So this is our bus. It was an old 60-seater Volvo Plaxton. And we took out all the seats and we took out all the overhead luggage compartments. And we made space. And then we made a room at the back, which is our experience room. And this room that we're currently in, which is our shop, let's say. And then come in here. This is our experience room. And let us give you some propolis. The bees collect propolis from trees. It's the various resins from the trees. And they use it as a glue inside in the hive. Everything would be stuck together with propolis. You can scrape all the propolis off the bits of the hive and you can separate it from wax and you can make a tincture then with alcohol.
Now I'm pouring water into a glass.
Okay. And you can see it kind of has a cool reaction with the water here.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it's tasty and in the same way it's healthy.
My interest was in technology. Always messing with computers and everything got to do with technology. So as we had more kids then, I found myself out in the garden and it was a blank canvas and I decided, all right, I'll do something with the garden. So I just put one or two plants in and I found it really enjoyable. And then I decided I was going to get a tunnel, a polytunnel. And I got that, and then I started propagating plants. And then I just kind of got lost and carried away with plants and gardening and nature. I had ducks and chickens and ornamental plants and vegetables, and it was packed. It was like a little mini farm out the back. I started beekeeping. I did a one-day course actually with my neighbour, and I just kind of bought a hive, bought a nuke of bees, and just started. One hive was two, and two hives were four. Next of all, I had a lot of hives. I was beekeeping outside in the garden one day on my own up here on this mountain. And next of all, a family walks by, a man, a woman and three children. And the man started waving up at me. His wife looked mortified as he was waving, kind of trying to come up. And I told him to come up anyway. And his English was very bad at the time, but I could tell he just wanted to see bees. And we start talking about bees. And we very quickly became friends. That was Anton and Sveta and his three kids who moved here when the war in Ukraine just started.
In 2022, war started in Ukraine, and in May, I took my family and we came here in Ireland, in Valencia. And first of all, we started to walking around to see what's happening. Usually in Ukraine, we have a lot of passes, like shortcut. And here we were looking shortcut to our house. And I saw Paul, he was beekeeping. And I'm beekeeper, and when I saw him, I decided, I should come to see how it's moving here.
And was that your full-time job in Ukraine, beekeeping?
It started like hobby, because in Ukraine we eat a lot of honey, like 1 liter per week, per 2 weeks.
Per person?
No, for family. And it's expensive, honey, it's expensive, and I decided, I have to have my own bees. And here, what I find, like, people just buy small jar honey. In Ukraine, we buy big jars honey.
And tell me about the tradition in Ukraine of bee beds.
It started maybe 10, 15 years ago. Beekeepers start to build tiny houses with hives inside. And a lot of people love to come there and say they have a lot of beneficial to being there.
But is it an old tradition?
From my knowledge, in Ukraine, it started 15, 20 years ago, approximately.
And did you experience this in Ukraine before you came to Ireland?
Yeah, I was in one very experienced beekeeper, and he has big room where a lot of beehives. And when you inside, you smell that smell, you hear buzzing and also a tingling, kind of your hair start goes up and feeling's great. I was looking for business, what I have to start here, and one day I was driving from Tralee with my family, and wife and kids were sleeping, and I was driving, and in my head came idea bee beds. And I came home, next day I came to Paul and told him about bee beds, and he agreed immediately.
We said, right, let's do it. And we very quickly built this house. Now this house has over 10 beehives in it, and there's 2 beds. Under each bed, there is, let's say, 5 beehives. Now, you could average in a beehive up to 50,000 bees during the summer. So it's a big, big energy under the bed. In total, in our bee house, there is probably 500,000 bees. The dark Irish honeybee, Apis mellifera mellifera. So under each bed, there's the bees. And we've also put vents in the beds. It's very safe inside in this place. The bees are not just freely flying around the place or anything like that. No, under your bed, there's holes and there's mesh stopping the bees. You're very close to the bees, but obviously enough, the bees can't sting you or anything.
Can you remember the first time you experienced the bee beds?
Oh, it was so nice. Myself and my wife, after we just got the bees in there, and we went down about 10 o'clock at night, and the place was so alive. It's huge, huge energy inside there. The smell, the sound, the micro vibration. We were just in amazement, but so felt so relaxed. And we slept down there as well.
So talk me through the senses that people experience.
It's all about frequency, micro vibration, sound, and smell. So you simply lie down, relax, focus on the sound of the bees. The sound is beautiful, and you can also feel a micro vibration, which is like a tingling in your body. It's a bit of all these things combined. Then the smell. The smell is very unique, and you're smelling wax, propolis, pollen, honey, all of these smells combined. So you just kind of lie down, relax, and focus on the bees. And drift off. Everything vibrates, you know? And when you think about even the cells of your body, they vibrate, but not at a level you can feel. Actually, this is a good example of the kind of concept of lying on the bee beds. It's through a phenomenon known as resonance. And here we have this kind of example of resonance. So you can see we have a box on one side and a box on the other. And this is a tuning fork. And I'm going to bang the tuning fork on this side, and then I'm going to stop it from making a sound. And we'll see what happens on the other side. Now you can see that the sound has travelled from one box to the other and made the other one vibrate and make a sound. So that's kind of resonance, and that's one of the concepts of bee beds.
Can we go down to the bee beds?
Yeah, oh, let's go. You can see here now, outside the building, this is the bee bed house. And you see this timber on the side where the bees are going in and out? So that's their entrances, and that's directly under your bed. It'll make sense when we go in.
Yeah.
It's too cool today. They wouldn't be out.
Oh, wow, it's beautiful in here. Oh, the smell.
It's a special.
And the view from the window.
This would be the Port McGee Channel.
And then there's beautiful woodwork.
Here you can see some bees here. So we can see here there's gaps in between the timbers, and there's a mesh there. And the bees are right behind the mesh. And we try to keep this design as open as possible, so to keep you as close to the bees and to allow you to hear them. And you can see this brown stuff here?
Yeah.
That's propolis. They've tried to kind of patch up all these holes with propolis.
Sounds like a terrific experience, but can I do it now, Michelle?
Well, the bee beds are closing up at the end of the month. I think May, June, July and August are the best times. You know, they have other experiences down there, but maybe we'll check in with them again next summer. Just before we go, Paul did send me the most amazing sound of a queen bee, and I think our listeners will love this.
What a terrific sound, and what a great idea. Well done to Paul and Anton, and we wish them all the very best of luck indeed. More details can be found on our website, rte.ie/Mooney. Thank you, Michelle.
Not at all, Derek.
Great to see you. See you again next week.